Hey there, magical people.
I'm Becky.
And I'm Lillian.
And we're the Magical Sisterly Taurus.
We love to talk all things Disney travel and beyond.
So get ready for tons of fun, laughter, and plenty of pixie dust. All right, here we are again for another magical adventure.
Yes, buckle up, buttercup.
So, we're going to share our magical moments from the week.
Mm-hmm.
So my magical moment this week, I got a little bit of extra me time, nice. Because Travis had to work on Saturday. So, I just got some extra time to finish a crochet project this weekend, and I get to send it off to a coworker who's having a baby, and
nice.
Yep. I got one more gifts. Baby project to do.
You're always working on a baby project.
There's so many babies.
Everyone's keeping you busy.
Uh-huh. Will's girlfriend's brother and his wife are having a baby. So send one off to them. And then I need to get restarted on Travis's sweater, which is a big
again?
Thing. Well, like, keep going on it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought you were like restarting it all over again. I'm like, oh no.
No. I'm like 2/3 of the way done with the torso, and then I have to do the sleeves, but it's a big...
He does have a long torso.
Yeah. And it's a big job. Like,
yeah.
It's making adult things is a lot more time consuming than kid things.
Mm.
Yeah.
I know. I can imagine. You're pretty quick though.
For kid stuff.
Yeah, well,
I get bored. That's where my ADD
I have literally never finished a project, so I like look upon you in awe and amazement.
If I keep them small, I have many unfinished projects, but if I keep them small, I have much more success.
Unless our mother threw it away, I still have a scarf that I started in 2003, maybe.
Well, we come by it.
A scarf.
We come by it naturally, though. Like, mom has a an embroidered dining room tablecloth that she's like, someday you can finish this for me. I'm like, okay.
No, thank you.
Yep. One more thing to add to the inheritance.
Yeah.
And then
you're rich.
And Aunty Ginny's finishing a that Nana had left.
That Nana never finished, which is very tiny and intricate.
Uh-huh. Mm. It was like so these needles are like half that I would have had to use because she tried to ask me to help her with it. I'm like, how about you just make it a throw? Like, look at how much you've already done.
You're like,
just...
you're done.
They're like half the width of a chopstick.
And the yarn is like thread.
It is. I don't like that.
No.
I don't like working like that.
No, thank you. Give me the chunky yarn and the gigantic needles, and I still won't finish it. But at least I can fake myself out for a little while.
Well, Travis's sweater is just like all knit. And it's like, I need patterns that change periodically.
Yeah, to keep it interesting.
Anyway, enough about my magical moment. Oh, our mother.
This is a podcast about knitting and crochet. No, it's not, I promise. My magical moment, I would say, I did not think about this beforehand, but I did get a facial today. So building off on your me time, I did me time, but it was a little more lazy. I let someone else do the work.
I was sitting in a recliner. I mean, it was...
Yeah, but you were doing things physically with your hands. Yeah.
You were promoting the podcast.
I was talking. Yes, I was talking about our podcast and helping her with her Disney plans and making resort recommendations. You're right. I was working very hard. That's why I didn't tip her. No, I'm just kidding. I would never.
You always tip well.
I do. I would never. That's awful. Oh, everyone, please tip your everything. So today we're just kind of talking in general about what's new at Disney, what's going on lately. And there's, I feel like, been a lot of news popping out left and right since the year started. So I feel like there's a lot to talk about.
There are. And they just kind of, we were just discussing how June 10th is like this magical date for Disney right now, that all these things are opening.
Yeah.
So they keep teasing us with Tiana's Bayou. And first they were just sending empty logs down, and then they were sending like these cushions that they use as like crash test dummies down.
Oh my God, I didn't even hear about that.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
And then they sent the Imagineers down. So I have
as other crash test dummies. Right. Poor Imagineers.
Poor Imagineers. They looked very excited.
I bet they were. No, it's awesome. Yeah, I mean, also, sure. It's been a ride before, so it's probably not that dangerous and treacherous,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they keep having signs, though, that are like, it's still work in progress, and these are just tests. So, as listeners may know, my son is a Disney cast member. And
yeah.
He is every week. I'm like, and have they talked to you about your dates for your test for Tiana's Bayou? And he's like, nope, not yet. So
he's like,
you
shut
need
up,
to tell me as
Mom.
soon as you know. Yeah.
Oh God.
So
he's like, give it a rest. I'll let you know.
Right. He usually knows, like, you know, he'll start hearing things about it about 3 weeks out before they, you know, and then they'll start scheduling things. So that's all we know so far, but they're still saying summer. Everyone's very hopeful that it will be on the earlier side versus the later side. I hope they are not waiting until June 10th to open it with everything else. It kind of, I'd like it to have its own date.
Well, at least if we pass holders can get a little preview beforehand.
Yeah. Usually preview is after cast members.
Right. Yeah. But I'm like, my fingers are so tightly crossed that they will have like an AP preview magically while we're there in May.
Yes.
We're there for 2 weeks. They've got to, like, it's a good chance, right?
Yes. Yes. It's a good chance.
But I'm also like feverishly thinking how I can make it work for like another trip down in June so I can see all of the things. I know June would be rough.
Yeah.
I know.
But July, you know, so are July and August. So
yeah,
you'll have better luck in June. Less rain. Well, I mean, it's still rainy season, but less hurricanes typically.
For those of you who don't know, my sister Rebecca lives in Disney World.
No, I don't. I live right here where you see me. My backyard. Yeah, right now we live in Southwest Florida. And we are soon moving, about 8 weeks away from moving to Orlando area. So
yes.
Yes. Both my boys are going to be going to school in the Orlando area, and it's just silly to live 4 hours away.
Duh.
From them. And yeah, when we moved to Florida 10 years ago, we always thought we were going to end up in the Orlando area, and jobs just happened in Southwest Florida. So that's kind of where we started. But now both my husband and I have jobs that allow us flexibility in where we live. So
hooray.
Yay.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm so excited to visit all the time.
Me too. And I'm excited to pay less money in rent as well, because prices down here are crazy.
This is all very exciting. And so where were we?
Yeah. So we talked about Tiana's Bayou, and now other things happening, or those things happening June 10th, are those walls around Epcot that make you put on so many more steps than necessary.
They're finally coming down.
Finally coming down. And there is, if you've been lately and you see this like towering building in the center. People were speculating that it was going to be like an in park hotel, and
Oh,
what it
wow.
was going to be like. Early, there were like speculations like, what's this crazy big thing going on in the middle? But that's going to be Communicore Hall, which will be like an indoor air conditioned theater.
That'll be exciting.
Then we also have Joy moving to Hollywood Studios in anticipation of Inside Out 2.
And which is Inside Out 2 comes out, you said June 14th, right?
Yes, June 14th.
So Joy's moving there June 10th, just before.
Yes.
And then back to Epcot, at the
You want to talk about
Communicore.
Bruno?
Yep. Bruno's summer sing-along, you said?
Yes.
Oh yeah, you don't want me to talk about Bruno?
No, I was inviting you to talk about Bruno.
We should talk about Bruno.
No.
Yeah, and he's going to be there with Maribel, you said, right?
Maribel and Bruno from June 10th to September 6th.
So obviously I have to go down
Yes.
during that time.
Yes.
And obviously I have to go down also because it's the 30th anniversary of The Lion King and my son's name is Lionel, so he is a lion. And Timon and Rafiki are going to be at Rafiki's Planet Watch from June 10th through September 6th.
Yes.
And
So,
was there something else going on too?
well, I think we're going to see a lot of Lion King related celebrations in Animal Kingdom over the next year with the 30th anniversary happening. So I think this is may just be the start of the
Like to kick
celebrations.
it off.
Yeah.
That makes sense. We know Disney.
Yeah. Yeah. And I sent you that article this week about the walls in Morocco, that how they've gone up. And I really enjoy Morocco. The
It's
Spice
beautiful.
Road table is great. It's kind of a more value dining experience and a little hidden gem for fireworks at Epcot.
Yes. Yeah,
It's
we ate there one
such
time, right? For
a, yeah.
fireworks with mom and dad, right?
Yep. It's
And
such a good spot for that.
so
And
good.
you can usually get a day of reservation. And, if the
Yes.
parks are packed, you're not going to, but on a lower day, you can usually get a walk up, especially if it's kind of an odd dining time.
Yep. Oh, it's so delicious. Do you know what I miss? Marrakesh. I think that's what it was called. The other restaurant that
Yeah.
like closed and never reopened as of
Yeah.
yet.
So I'm hoping that the walls will lead to something happening back
I
there
hope
too.
so. It's a beautiful space. It was never busy. I had been there only probably twice in my life, but
Yeah.
like it was gorgeous inside. And I feel like every time we were like the only party there. And it's just like, what's going on here? Like, I'm probably exaggerating and it was a long time ago, but like, that's what it felt like. It just felt empty in there. And like, they had belly dancers in there sometimes. And
They
like,
did.
all the very beautiful, special plates and dishes that they brought out. And like, I had lamb shank there that was like the best I've ever tasted.
Yeah, tandoori chicken, and yeah,
Oh, God.
it was great. And but I think because it was set so far back and not everybody walks back through the marketplace.
No one knew about it.
No, but there's so many nice places in back and around there. There's a little bit of shade. There's the
Yeah.
area with the fountain that is a nice spot to just kind of like sit back and relax for a few minutes. And I really like the quick service restaurant in that area too. And I think the walls start right around there.
Yes, yep, I did read that. Yeah, that quick service has really good hummus, I think I remember.
Yeah, we got the I forget. I think it was lamb, and it was on a stick. We got
Like a
those one.
kebab.
Yes, when we were there, and it was really good,
Yum.
and super affordable. I think the four of us ate there for like $50.
Wow.
Yeah, we each got a kebab and shared. Maybe it was like a hummus side or something
Yeah,
like
there
that.
was like a like almost like a hummus sampler plate that they
Yeah.
had, which was like I think it had pita bread and hummus obviously,
Yeah.
like olives, like different Mediterranean slash Middle Eastern influenced stuff, I feel like.
Yeah. I believe we had two of those, and then each had a kebab. And I mean, we did apply Will's discount. So
nice
that we were able to take advantage of that. But still, I thought that it was quite a value for what you were getting. We all walked out feeling pretty pleasantly full.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, I
all
love
right.
it there.
So we've talked about Morocco test track. That
Yeah,
puppy's
shutting down
down.
for a year.
A whole year starting late July. I don't know that they gave us an exact date yet on that, but
Yeah, just late July, they said.
Yeah.
Of 2024.
Right. It's needed.
Yeah.
Been a while. Technology's updated since then. So it'll be exciting to see what they reimagine in that space.
Yeah.
If it's just an update or.
Yeah, I like Test Track and I usually end up riding it just because there are kind of few rides in Epcot in general, but it's not my favorite.
Yeah.
It's not like something that I'm like, gotta go on Test Track. But I feel like maybe if they can do something to update it, give it a little pizzazz,
yeah,
it'll be, maybe I'm the unpopular opinion, but like I'm never that excited about it. It's always just like, I guess I'll do Test Track.
Well,
Whereas Mission Space I actively avoid.
a lot of people do, yes.
Yeah.
Well, I think Test Track gets a bad rap sometimes because it often shuts down in the summer due to the rain. So if you,
oh yeah,
if
that
that
makes
track
sense.
gets wet, it can't run. So I wonder if they might try to modify it a little bit to avoid that. Because, I mean, we've had times where we've gone, you know, and thankfully these are times when we've had annual passes. So to us, it wasn't a huge deal. But back in the days of FastPass, we would have a fast pass to it and then it would go down. And then you
I
go
miss
somewhere
fast
else and
pass.
try to come back. I know, me too. I can
That
see.
was, it was always nice to do those rides that like were known for shutting down because it's like, ooh, maybe it'll shut down and I can do something better. And I guess you can do that with Genie Plus too, like the anytime passes, but like,
yeah,
fast pass was free.
Yes.
That's all I can say.
In my experience, the ride that shuts down the most often is Pirates.
Yeah.
I've been stuck on it twice, and Travis has been stuck on it three times. One time, he got to evacuate.
That's so exciting.
I know, like through the animatronic characters and everything. And yeah. And he had.
I think I just went cross-eyed for a second because that made me really excited. Can you imagine? How old was he? When was this?
Oh, he was with Amy and Julian and
Oh, so
I think
recent.
Travis's parents maybe 5 years ago,
Wow.
or 6 years ago. And Julian almost touched an animatronic and he was like, no. And that's like,
Oh,
what about? But they
Julian.
got, but they got a pass, you know, like, I think it was still fast pass at the time. So they got like an anytime fast pass and they were given ice cream sandwiches or something. Cause
Fun.
yeah,
It's like the dreams of my life are coming true if that happens. It's like, ooh, free ice cream, an anytime pass, and I get to see all the things that I don't get to see.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's so cool.
We got Remy's. We got to evacuate Remy's, but that was like right at the end.
Oh.
You did too.
What? I did? We evacuated?
Didn't
Are you
we have
sure?
it? Maybe it wasn't you we were with.
I don't think so. It was like malfunctioning while we were on it.
Yeah.
Like Will was bummed because we had never seen it before. And he's like, oh, this is like usually happens here and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, it's
yeah,
fine, but it's probably like way better than what I experienced.
Yeah. I think there's so many sensors on that ride that one sensor goes down and the whole thing shuts down for a period of time. They have to like reboot the system.
I feel like we didn't get like the sense. Like
okay.
The bread, like I heard so much about like the bread smell and the
Yeah.
this and the that. And like, I think those were busted. I don't think we had those, which I was very looking forward to it, but also it would make me hungry. So,
yeah, our cars stopped like right at the end and we could literally like, you see the walkway to exit. But they had like a little step stool that they brought for us and we had to like step off of it. And it wasn't, we didn't get to see much behind the scenes, but it was exciting nonetheless.
Womp womp.
Yeah.
It's still all right.
Yeah.
So your two times that you got stuck on pirates, are you counting the time when we were little?
Yes, in
At
front
the
of the pirate
skeleton?
ship. Oh my God.
That was
How
so
are we not
scary.
more traumatized by that?
I don't know.
You thought it was cool, though.
I think I got a little bit scared. Like some of the time, I feel like I was riding a wave of emotions. Like it was like cool to be there, and then a little bit scary, and then like pretty cool also, and then a little bit scary, and then I'm bored because I was in kindergarten.
No, the worst time I was stuck on pirates, we were in front of the jail with the barking dog.
Oh God.
And it was
I
like,
love that part, but I don't think I'd like being stuck there.
it was 15 minutes of that. And
Oh
the
my
dog
God.
barked for 15 minutes. And we're like,
No.
just shut off the noise. And we
Oh my
didn't get
God,
anything
right?
free. Like, there was,
Hey.
yes.
Wasting my time for nothing.
And it wasn't that I was stuck there. It wasn't that I was stuck. It was that I was stuck there.
Right.
And
And you had a headache afterwards. And maybe we're a little bit less sane.
All right. So, we talked test track. We've got
Oh,
May the
yeah.
4th be with you coming up in May on May 4th. So,
Yes.
we've got
Right
merch.
before I'm there, unfortunately.
Yes.
Yeah.
The merch will probably be there though.
Oh,
And
yeah.
as far as Disney World goes, that's really all they're talking about right now is the
Nothing
merch.
special otherwise.
They usually have like extra cast members
Characters.
reading through and it sounds like they're doing a little bit more at Disneyland, but that's not where we're going to be going. So,
Right. Yeah, what was that? You said season of the fourth at Disneyland, which April
I'm trying
5th
to.
through June 2nd.
Yes.
Did you read about what that was? I didn't hear about it.
Galaxy's Edge, you can take in the fire of the rising moon. So that list sounds like they're having a nighttime experience,
Oh, that's
fireworks
cool.
display, music, stuff like that.
Well, if you're in California, stop by Disneyland.
Right?
But yeah, so here at Hollywood Studios, it's basically just like the merch is out now for May the 4th be with you.
Yes. And lots of people dressed in Star Wars paraphernalia will be walking around the parks at that
Oh, yeah.
time.
Cute. Cute, cute.
We've got those Wilderness Lodge cabins that have you either love them or you hate them.
I think they're pretty cool.
I like them too.
Well,
So,
my aesthetic is not wilderness. Like, I'm not like a log cabin girly. I think these new cabins are pretty rad.
they give off a very like 60s kind of Frank Lloyd Wright-esque kind of look. And I think they look pretty cool. I saw an inside a rendering of the inside, and they had the bed, they had bunk beds.
You know, it would be cool. A Murphy bed bunk bed. Like you could fold one out and not the other, but then like you could fold both of them out, or you could just fold the top one out and like risk your life and limb. Probably not a good idea, but like in my mind, it's fun. Don't
Sure. Okay.
know. Sure, why not? I'm my own Imagineer. They won't be
And
hiring me.
then we have moving on.
Yas.
We oh, you said you saw the old cabins on Facebook Marketplace.
Oh my God, that's right. Yeah, they're selling for somewhere in the neighborhood of $50,000 apparently on Facebook Marketplace. And I have heard that they are legit listings, although I don't trust anything on Facebook Marketplace myself. But, yeah, you can buy like
20-year-old double wides or single
basically
wides.
trailers.
They
Yeah.
might have been
Sing
single
I think
wides.
single wides. Yeah, they're not very big. But yeah, you can buy them. They look like they're furnished, but don't quote me on that. But yeah, I guess if you really miss the cabins that much, just go buy one.
There we
Live in
go.
it. Yeah. The tiny house craze.
Right, there
I'm
we
gonna have a
go.
piece of Disney and a tiny house.
For $20,000 more if you built one new.
Right. But it's Disney.
But it's Disney. And
Yeah.
if it's furnished, I mean, I guess that could be some of money.
$10,000.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have got that drone show coming up at Disney Springs.
Yes. What is it called? Dreams That Soar?
Yep. And
Is
then
that the
that's
full
May
name?
24th to September 2nd. So that looks kind of interesting. It's going to be over one of the lakes. I think
Yes,
you said West
Lake
Side.
Buena Vista on the west side. Yeah. Yep. So that should be fun. What did it say? It's like, like an ode to aviation or something like that. Kind of. Those are my own words, I'm pretty sure. I'm probably paraphrasing, but it's something about flight, basically.
I wonder if it's going to be near. There's like a hangar bar
Oh
over
yeah,
there.
Jack Lindy's hangar
Yes.
bar.
And I think that's near the lake too. So I wonder if they're all kind of tying it all together.
Yeah, I think the lake's right behind it. If that's Lake Buena Vista, I assume. And then the Disney
You're so
Destiny,
excited.
Disney new Disney Cruise Line ship is coming out in 2025, right? At supposedly at some point.
Yes, I believe. I don't know if you can start booking yet, but
Probably not.
soon.
Yeah.
I think very soon.
Yeah, and it's the sister to Wish and Disney Wish and Disney Treasure. And so it's in like the same size grouping, I suppose, as those two. And the theme is going to be heroes and villains. And I'm so ecstatic.
Which Disney's really shied away from embracing the villains.
I
They're
know.
starting to, I'd say these last 5 years, we've started to see more with merch and things like that.
That's
But
true.
and we have the hero and villain parking lot. We've had that for quite a while. But
Right.
yeah, so I think there's been more and more call for the embracing of the villains. And I guess we've had the Maleficent movies and
Yeah.
stuff, but
And my Queen Ursula.
yes,
So
which we
in
need a
the,
prequel. We
huh?
definitely we need an Ursula prequel.
Ooh, yeah. Like a
Like,
villain origin story.
yes,
Oh, yes.
we but they that's pretty much what they did with Maleficent.
Oh, that's true. And Cruella too, right?
Yep, which I
Right?
didn't
Wasn't that
watch
kind of...
yet.
I don't think I have either.
Feel like I need to.
I
I need
feel
to get
like...
up on like once the boys turned like 12, I like Disney movies fell by the wayside a little bit.
Oh, Becky.
I know. I know. I did see Bruno. I have seen
Well,
Disney
that's not what it's called.
movies. Right. True.
But yeah,
But
I love that movie, Encanto. That's what it's
yes.
called. I couldn't even think of it. But it's a great movie and
Yes, it
really
is.
good songs. I mean, Disney almost always does really good soundtracks, but I
Yes.
was really impressed. That and Moana, like
Yes.
my
Oh, I
favorite, like
know.
new era of Disney movies, I feel like.
Yeah.
Frozen's great, but it's like, I feel like vastly overrepresented, so.
Yeah, and Frozen was kind of its own era. I feel like
Yeah, these are kind of like beyond that. I agree. I'll agree with that. Oh, so the Disney Destiny heroes and villains on the preview that I saw, it was like Hercules and what other hero? Did you see it? Did you see the little preview? No.
No, I don't
I definitely
remember.
saw Hercules as far as the heroes go. With the villains, I saw like Scar and Hades and Cruella, which is fantastic,
Yeah.
but I didn't see Ursula and I'm sad and nervous
But
because
it's a ship.
it's a ship. She's
But
of
what if
the
it's bad
sea.
luck?
Oh, maybe. Maybe
She
it's
did sink a ship.
true. It's like inviting a giant squid or an octopus on board.
Right.
Maybe that's bad, but I really need her to be part of it.
Yes.
And
Yes.
then we need to take the maiden voyage. And bring Will with us so we get a discount.
Right. I'm not super I'm not a cruise person,
Yeah.
but I would do a Disney cruise.
I've done one cruise in my life and it was absolutely fantastic. It was just like a carnival cruise to the Bahamas, I think, with Allison. It was extra fantastic because Allison paid for it. Thank you, Allison. I still think about that all the time and I appreciate her friendship for more than her buying me things, but that was really nice. But yeah, so that was the only cruise I've ever been on. And there have been a handful of Golden Girls cruise themed cruises that I've really like kind of want to go on, but also I feel like I'm going to be sorely disappointed because my like Golden Girls expectations are like so much higher than real life should allow. That like I don't think anyone could put on like as good a cruise as my mind thinks it deserves for the Golden Girls. So as much as I love Disney, everyone, I love the Golden Girls even more. But I'll refrain.
And yet I live in Florida,
I know, what's wrong with me?
not
It's because Nero won't let us move.
you. Nero does not like heat.
He hates the heat. He's from Nigeria, but somehow he loves the winter in New England and hates the heat. And I don't understand because I'm from New England and I hate the cold and love the heat. I guess you want what you can't have. I don't know. Who knows? Maybe someday we'll join you in your Disney World land.
That would be lovely.
And Golden Girls World Land.
Well, that's a little, well, right now it's a little bit east of me, but
Yeah, it's drivable. I've done
yes,
it.
it is. Yes, it is.
And so yesterday maybe or Friday, Genie Plus climbed to the most expensive it's ever been in the history of Genie Plus.
Which I
And you
don't
said the
understand.
parks weren't even that busy.
No, they were busy 2 weeks ago, but this past
Right.
week they were not that busy.
One article I read was like, yeah, in preparation for the Easter weekend. I'm like, Easter's this weekend? It's next weekend. Like, what are you even talking about? Like, I don't know. I don't understand how they justify it. It was $39 for Magic Kingdom and or multi-park Genie Plus. And then the other ones are like incrementally like tiny, tiny bits cheaper. Like I think Epcot and Animal Kingdom are usually the cheapest. And then like Hollywood Studios is usually like $2 behind Magic Kingdom or multi-park. But like good Lord.
It's like, do you take an extra family member with you, or do you buy Genie Plus?
Yeah. Literally, like you're paying.
Like, I'm thinking a family of four, like for a family of four, that's an extra $160.
Do you add on an extra day of your vacation or do you buy Genie Plus for one day? Like, insane.
I mean, I guess if you're just doing, I've seen plenty of people out there that just, they're like, all I can afford is one day.
And you
And
want to do the most
you can in that one
possible.
day. But then you're
Yeah.
buying individual lightning lanes on top of that.
I know. Which is another, what, $20 a
Yeah,
pop?
depending on the ride. And
Depending, but yeah.
it was 12 at one point, but that was a while ago.
And that's also dependent on, supposed to be dependent on capacity, but clearly they're
Clearly
not
not.
really. I don't understand. It's crazy. Surge pricing, out of control, Disney. Please stop. They will never. They will never because people buy it.
People spend the money. And still, they're not charging. I think Universal, last I checked, and this was like years ago, was like $60 a day per person
For the lightning lane or
for
whatever it
their
is.
equivalent of Genie Plus. I don't know what they
Wow.
but
Yeah, I looked into Universal the other day and I'm like, these are expensive tickets. I feel like Universal used to be more reasonable, or maybe You know what it is? I feel like an annual pass
Oh.
is like cheaper at Universal than like buying the days at a time.
Yeah, if you do, I think more than two or three days at Universal, you might as well just get an annual pass.
Yeah, which is wild, but like cool. Okay, like let me get an annual pass then. But like, I mean, not right now because I have a Disney annual pass. I'm not doing both of them. But wild.
Yeah. Yeah. As Florida residents, we definitely had years when the boys were older that we alternated between the two.
I remember that.
But, and I like Universal a lot. I am an HP fan, but.
Not me. I never got into it.
But, and it's a fun park to do, but I definitely, for you, because you have a young child, I definitely wouldn't find it worth it until they're like 10. Just, you know,
he could ride nothing.
Right.
And I would be limited on what I could ride because I'm plus sized, and they like, I'm not even like a plus size. Like I'm just like, you know what I mean? But they are very not size inclusive from what I've heard.
They have typically like cars in the back that have more room. But you're going to wait longer and then you might not be able to ride with your family. And yeah.
Right.
It's a and
bummer.
With your back, it might not, there might be rides because they do a lot of 3D rides and it can be really jerky and things. So,
oh, yeah. Yeah, I have back injuries that I have to watch out for.
Yeah.
So, yep.
No, again, I like Universal, but it has to be the right time and right ages for that
Yeah.
park.
For sure. Yeah. Someday I'll bring him and hopefully I'll have taken off the baby weight that I gained with him, but by then, give myself a goal.
Yes. Well, moving back into Disney World, we
Oh,
have
right.
the cake bake shop that is
Yes.
open.
Speaking of being plus size, this is why I'm very excited.
Yeah, I'm excited because on their pictures they keep advertising the like a tea time.
Yes.
And I love British tea and
You
so
love all
you
things dainty.
I do.
But I like tea time too.
Yeah. And I like a lot of things British. So it's like
you do.
Two for one.
Mm-hmm.
They're interviewing cast members March 26th, 27th, and 30th. So
yes.
They have not released their opening date yet, but I anticipate by the time you come in May, I
Yeah.
would imagine they're going to be.
I would think that, yeah, since they're doing interviews now, I would think they would hold training through April at the most. A couple weeks or something, and then
and that depends. The length of that training is going to depend on how many new to
Disney
cast members they
right
hire
if they
versus
have to start from
transfers.
Scratch, right? That makes sense.
So
well, that's so exciting, and I hope that it is open when we're down there and we can try out the tea time. Maybe we can get in,
do a whole blog about it.
That would be awesome. I would love
Or
that.
Vlog.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, we can vlog it. We can podcast about it. We'll give them all the tea on the tea, baby.
And then we have, you were talking about Disney Cruise Line bookings through summer of 2025.
Oh, yeah. They've opened Disney Cruise Line bookings through summer of 2025 to everyone now. So they started with like, there are different tiers. So it's like Pearl, what, like something like
I never
gold.
Even tried.
Yeah. Like, I think it's like gold, silver, bronze, or something like that. And then just everyone. So like once you cruise once or something, I think you're silver tier.
Oh.
And then it goes like, I think it goes silver to bronze, bronze to gold. Is that how metals work? How do the metals work?
No, bronze to silver.
Bronze
To
is the last. the least, less.
Bronze is third place. Silver, okay, second.
I don't know Olympics.
You don't know sports.
So it might, I don't know sports. I really don't. Only roller derby. That's about it. I can tell you about a pivot. So maybe it's bronze is the first tier or something. But anyways, like the first tier is like you cruise with them once and then you're that first tier, and then like you do more and you move up the tiers until you're a pearl member.
Ooh.
Which is the fanciest.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyways, my point is bookings are open to everyone now through summer of 2025. And then Disney World bookings are now open through October of 2025. There are no tiers for Disney World, so they're open to everyone.
And I imagine Disneyland would be the same.
You know what? I don't think it is. I hadn't heard that they've opened their bookings yet, and Disneyland runs on like their own little schedule. So like it's like they're separate businesses altogether, even though they're under the same umbrella and they're technically like the same company, but they go on kind of their own schedule. So I don't believe Disneyland has opened their 2025 bookings, at least as far as Disney World has. But we'll have to check that.
Yeah. And so that means that Lionel's fourth birthday celebration, we can start to plan. Fifth birthday celebration.
Girl, he's going to be four this year.
Right. I forgot. Like,
he's easy to calculate. 2020.
Yes.
Pandemic, baby.
Right. So, yeah. Wow. Well, then that definitely you're going to have to come down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're gonna have to plan that, and like I don't care about trick-or-treating at that point. Like, he'll trick-or-treat at the not so scary Halloween party.
That's the year we're gonna do the not so scary Halloween party. That can be our birthday present to him,
because he missed trick-or-treating this year in the neighborhood last year, 2023, because we took him to Disney on Ice for his birthday. And unbeknownst to me, when I bought the tickets, my neighborhood was doing their Halloween stuff on that weekend. And I got like shamed for it. They're like, I can't believe you're letting him miss trick or treating in the neighborhood. I'm like, he's going to Disney on Ice. I think he'll be okay. Like, it's all right.
Dress him up, take him to the grandparents.
Yeah, exactly. He's still like trick or treated on actual Halloween. We actually went with his friend and his family. They're such a nice family. His little friend Nolan and their family. And we all went to like a neighborhood down like in another part of town that has like really cool decorations and stuff, and like a really fun, like walkable neighborhood. And it's like pretty flat. Cause like our neighborhood is awesome, but it's so hilly.
Yeah.
So it's like a lot. But with the neighborhood we went to, it was so flat, so the kids had no problem walking around. Plus they brought a wagon, so they all just rode around in the wagon while we walked. But it was so nice. So he still got to trick or treat. Like, people don't need to mom shame or parent shame. Like, please.
No.
He's fine.
Yes.
But anyways,
he's three, like he would have known.
Yeah, no, and he had a better time doing what we did anyways.
Yeah.
So yeah, so for his fifth birthday, we're definitely gonna have to plan a Disney trip. And maybe for his fourth, but we'll see.
We'll see.
I'm trying.
But we have to think about, he's gonna be in kindergarten at that point, so
yeah.
But you guys get Columbus Day.
Yeah.
Indigenous
People's Day. But that's like way before his birthday.
Right.
Like 2 weeks after his birthday is some other holiday that only Massachusetts has. I mean, probably not only Massachusetts. It's probably like other states too, but it's not on the blackout calendar in Disney. So that's what led me to believe it's like not a very popular holiday.
Oh, yeah. We have to worry about blackout dates too with APs.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
but there aren't a ton.
But if we do end up doing Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween,
Right. You don't have
then
to worry about it.
right, you don't have to worry about the blackout.
Yeah, but I think there aren't any blackout dates for that time. It's just like Christmas, I think Memorial Day,
Spring break.
spring break.
Think
I
4th of July and Labor Day.
probably and Labor Day, but they're like short blackout dates. So like if we come down, we won't go on those days, but we can go on the dates around them. And on those days, we can do like resort hopping and like things like that.
We've got to
So,
see when they open the dates for the parties for 2025.
yes. Yep. Yeah. I wonder, booking is open, but probably not the parties.
All right. Well, those are all of the updates we have for this week, according to our Disney Insider Knowledge and the Disney Parks blog.
Yes. And I just looked at Disneyland because I was curious and didn't want to leave people hanging. And Disneyland, you can only book through December of 2024. That's all that's
Wow.
available, like to book right now.
So
Isn't
if
that
you
wild? I
are
mean, if you book on December 31st, you can book like a stay through January 8th, basically. But like to start your trip is only open through December 31st
So if you're
of this
like
year.
me, sometimes Lillian, who like to plan vacations out years in advance, Disney World is your park. But if you're more
Yes.
a fly by the seat of your pants,
Which is sometimes me.
right? Or like a 3 month out planner,
Yeah.
then Disneyland.
Disneyland. Yeah, I mean, Disneyland is definitely more low key and like, you don't have to plan as much for Disneyland typically. You can, and I like still love to. Like when I go to Disneyland, I'm still all about planning and like booking my reservation.
Did you find it easier to get the dining you wanted there, or was it still as competitive as?
It's pretty easy to get reservations at most of the restaurants. And even if you can't initially, something almost always opens up. Like there was one time Carthay Circle, I think I really wanted to go to, and I don't think there was availability. And that day I'm like, let me just look. And I got us like a late lunch reservation and it was delicious. But yeah, so like definitely not as competitive as Disney World. Because like California is more laid back anyways, but like a lot of the park guests are a lot more park guests in Disneyland are locals than in Disney World, it seems. And it's a smaller place.
Although I think more and more are locals, because if you
In
look at
Disney
the
World.
in Disney World, because if you look at the dates that were low attendance, it was the blackout dates or the
Oh, interesting. I wonder if that's going to change things for Disney
well, I
World.
remember July 4th was blacked out, or the weeks around July 4th, and then this last year, and July 4th is always known as being like a crazy park day, especially in Magic Kingdom, and
Yeah.
like we've always stayed away. If we went to the parks on
Which is
July 4th,
wild because it
we'd go to
sounds like
Epcot.
torture going to Florida in July. Sorry.
It's crazy. But this last year, it was very, I mean, for a holiday, it was very low numbers.
Wow.
So I think a lot more people are kind of our pass holders, or and it could be that a lot of people are paying attention to their budgets, and it's more expensive to go on certain dates. And
That's true too.
around Christmas, people might be willing to splurge, but at other times of year, if they can, manipulate their summer vacation around it, then they will.
Yep, more people are looking at the crowd calendars and the predictors and things like that. So definitely that makes sense. All right. So I think we, like you said, you tried to wrap it up and I refused. But I think we've covered everything that we could think of. If we think of anything else, we'll let y'all know in the next episode.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks for joining.
Have a good day. Thanks for joining us on this enchanting journey with magical sisterly tourists.
If you enjoyed today's episode, be sure to rate, review, and subscribe for more travel tips and Disney fun.
And remember, the excitement continues beyond the podcast.
Keep exploring, keep dreaming,
and keep making magical memories.
I'm Becky.
And I'm Lillian, wishing you
a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.